There is one thing that everyone is looking for, and that is truth. But what really is truth, and how do we need to use it every day? Let's discuss this and much more right here on the ABC Podcast. Welcome back to the show. Today we are going to be talking about truth. Let's go ahead and get started. So, I asked the question in our introduction here, what is truth? And like I said, we're going to be talking about that here. But what really is truth? Well, let's take this from a biblical perspective. That's what I'd like to do in these podcasts before I get to anything that goes by morals or by beliefs. I'd like to cover the stance behind what the Bible says. That's always important. That's number one. So what really is truth? In the Bible, we see in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So we see here that God's word is truth. And you know, if you're a Christian and you have been for any period of time, you're thinking, well, duh. But I did want to cover this. We also see that in John 14:16, also a very well-known verse, God himself is truth as well. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The whole concept of having God as our Heavenly Father, we need to have the truth in order to understand anything remotely what we need to get to him. God is a God of common sense. He knows what he's talking about, and I don't think at all that he makes things difficult. He gives us the truth plainly in his word, and he expects us to abide by it, by the rules, by the truth, to believe the truth. And so it's important there that we note that not only is God's word truth, which we know, God himself is truth. And of course, we as human beings are not necessarily truth. I've seen it before in the Bible, and I didn't put this in my notes, but the verse that says, the devil is the liar and the father of it, and then he basically, it's kind of honestly a roast, if I can say, because Jesus said basically that the devil is a liar and the father of it, and then he says, ye children of the devil, basically he says, y'all are a bunch of liars. And at that time, he was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, who had their own doctrine, which wasn't necessarily a bad doctrine, but in a lot of ways it was lacking, and it needed a lot more to it. It didn't have all the truth to it like God does, and that we have today available to us. We should be very thankful, because I said that the Bible is truth, and the Bible says that the Bible is truth. We should be thankful that we have the entire Bible that we can use. I hate to say at our disposal, but we have it. It's so convenient. I'll say for myself, I have a couple copies around here of the Bible, paper copies that I use. Excuse me. Also, some backup copies. And then also, you know, you have digital ones. You have it on the phone. You have it. I have mine on my tablet. And so it's very accessible. There's no reason that we shouldn't have a Bible and shouldn't be using it. We have full access to the truth anytime we want it. But so oftentimes we neglect it and we take it for granted. Don't take that truth for granted. You have the answers to all life's problems in your hands. Don't waste it. Okay, so what do we do with truth? Knowing what the truth is, what do we do with truth? First of all, we should think on it. Philippians 4:8, also another very well-known verse. And I'm not telling you these verses because I don't think that you don't know them. You're probably going to recognize most of these today. But it's a good review, and it's definitely important to what we're talking about today. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. There's your first one right there. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. That's the first qualification. He does, but before we even continue on there, what is truth? The Bible, okay? So keep that in mind. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So it's kind of interesting to note that if you take this whole list and you put all the qualifications together, you'll find that the only thing that meets all of these conditions, that meets all of these qualifications, is the Bible, God's Word itself. It's important to note that, so what is he saying? The most important thing that we should be thinking about, that we should have at the forefront of our mind, is the Word of God, the truth. So we are to think on the truth. What else should we do with the truth? We need to know it, okay? John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to be free. I don't know about you. I like my freedom. And I can't speak for everybody who may be listening here. Excuse me for a coffee break. But I can't speak for the state of everybody who's listening here today, but I speak for myself that I love my freedom, and I don't want that to be taken away. It's important to know the truth, because that's how you're going to get your freedom, according to the Bible. So it's important, it's very important to know it. Not only do you need to read it in God's Word, you need to know it. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's important, and I'm not just talking about freedom as in, you know, freedoms in America, that I'm like political freedoms or religious freedoms or freedom of speech. I am talking about that. Yes, it's important to have the truth if we want to preserve those. I'm talking about freedom of the soul here, more in particular. I think that's what he's talking about in John. Absolutely, this applies everywhere else, but it applies especially to spiritual freedom, freedom of the soul. I just quoted the verse, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." That's talking about refraining from sin. And what do we use? What do we use to do that? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God is truth. We need to have truth in order to keep us away from sin and not be a slave to sin. I understand that through if you're saved, you are no longer a slave to sin. But you can really get hooked on it even if you are saved because of this flesh. So it's important to have the truth to keep you away as much as possible from that, even though you may already be saved. So number one, think on it, know the truth, and be sanctified through it. John 17:17 says, once again, I already read this one, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Now earlier I used this to emphasize on the last part, thy word is truth, but this time I'm going to take it from a different approach. We're going to look at the first part, sanctify them through thy truth. What does it mean to sanctify? That's not a word that we use a whole lot today. Sanctify, the word sanctify means to basically set apart or consecrate. That's also another word we don't use that much. Set apart for something to be holy, something to be clean. Let me give you an example, okay? The church is sanctified. The church building is sanctified. You wouldn't go up to your church and go up in there and start cussing up a storm, and then bring your whiskey in there and start drinking it and have a huge party. Why? Because the church has been sanctified or set apart for better reasons, for better purposes, aka worshiping God, learning about him, for your pastor to preach, for good godly music to be played. That's what the church building has been sanctified for. So we are to be sanctified or set apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth, is Jesus talking here about God's word. So basically, we are to be set apart through thy truth. It's important that we do so. Why? Because when we know the truth, then it's important to act on it. What if I had a well-known fact, okay? What if I had, let's say, I was thinking about the law of gravity. Something simple, okay? And then I said, okay, I believe the law of gravity. Everything is going to tend toward the ground. Everything is going to fall toward the earth if there's nothing holding it up, okay? If I knew that truth, and I had common sense, and I instead decided to go up to the top of the tallest building in the world and jump from the top and said, you know, I wonder if I can be the exception to the rule. What do you think's going to happen? I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going to do it again. It's important. Why? Because we're to be set apart through the truth. We know the truth. Like I said before, we have the Word of God accessible to us anytime we want it. You know, anywhere, anytime at this point. It's almost become on demand, if you will. Anytime we want to look up a verse, anytime we need help with something, anytime we want to start reading, we can. It's important, though, that we act on that truth that we know. So many times people, they don't even know the truth. They don't know it fully, and therefore they're not free, and they lose their freedom. And then when they're not sanctified through it, they don't act on it, and that's going to cause them a lot of hurt. Like I said before, I gave the illustration of falling from the top of a building because you didn't apply that truth to your life. You didn't say, huh, maybe I shouldn't go to the top of hundreds of feet tall buildings and jump from the top of them, because it's not going to end well for me. And there are so many things that we do in the Bible where it clearly states the sin and the punishment if we don't follow what it says, and yet we decide, huh, I wonder what goes off over here if I start drinking. You know, I don't think I'll get addicted. I think I can be the exception to the rule. It's stupid, really. And it's our own fault. It's our human nature. But we need to. But it's important to take that truth and apply it to our lives and not waste it. So that leads to the next question. Excuse me. That leads to this next question I have here. So we know that what truth is. It's God's word. We know what we do with the truth. What's the best way to find truth? Okay. So this is talking about, like, if you're not sure about something. Obviously, I've given you already that you need to go by what the Bible says as a true authority. I'm not saying that I'm gonna go against the Bible here, but I'm gonna start to kind of drift away from just focused on the Bible into everyday life as well. Now, I'm not saying that the Bible cannot be used or should not be used in everyday life. Absolutely, it should. You need to be reading it every day. I personally have taken a challenge to read it every day. I have a one-year reading plan for this year to keep me. It kind of keeps me in check better because I have something designed for me to read, and it makes me less inclined to just skim through it like I have in the past. I'll admit I'm not a perfect human being, but it's important that we have the truth every day. But there's going to be some things that we're not going to find in the Bible. Like, for instance, we're not going to see issues of, is it okay for me to do X? Is it okay for women to wear pants? And that's a completely different podcast episode for a completely different time. But it's important to be able to use some common sense, some CS, as I've heard it been said before. People have said, I have a medical condition known as CS, and it's like, what's that? Common sense? Yeah, it is important to use that, but we need to make sure that it's the truth and not just our opinions. We'll get to more of that here in a second. So what is the best way to find truth? The first thing, of course, is to find out if it lines up with the Bible. Since we know that the Bible is truth, we know that God's word is truth. Therefore, if we have a question, if something is true, we should turn first to the Bible. It should be our first resort to see if it lines up there, to see if the Bible talks about maybe a specific case or maybe a principle behind the case. God's word is full of principles, and we need to use those even if it doesn't list a specific case like, thou shalt marry such and such. Okay, it doesn't say who you're supposed to marry in the Bible by name, but it does say that you need to, just use Proverbs 31. Find a Proverbs 31 woman if you're a guy, and find a wife that's like that, and use that as a guide to who you should be looking for. Like I said, it's not going to say the name, but it's important to use the principles in the Bible, the different things of the virtuous woman we see there, to use that. So see if it exists in the Bible. Coffee break. See if there's something in the Bible that it talks about that, whether in principle or directly, whatever it is. If it agrees with what the Bible says, it is truth. If it disagrees with what the Bible says, it is a lie. If it is not mentioned in the Bible, investigate further. There are some, like for instance, we're not going to find all the scientific laws in the Bible. We'll see some traces of things in the Bible that do relate to science. And I might add that all of them have been found to be true in scientific discoveries. But we're not going to find every single law of physics in the Bible. God wasn't going to put all that in there. So then, letter B. I'm reading from the outline. That's why I said that. But letter B, if it makes sense, what is the best way to find truth? So we've gone through the Bible test, and obviously, if it lines up, it's right. If it disagrees, it's wrong. But what if it's not in there? Okay. So letter B, if it makes sense, the truth makes sense. If it is not specifically mentioned in the Bible, then you may use this reasoning. Many times the truth is clear and makes sense with only a small portion to be believed in faith. Truth often requires faith, but also evidence to accompany it. That's what I've said before. A lot of times people say, well, I believe this as the truth, and it has to be because there's nothing that says otherwise against it. Okay, and it's like something as ridiculous as, well, ponies exist and they poop rainbows and they make nests up in the mountains and there's a huge community up in Wonderland and they make Frosty the snowman come to life and they have ice cream sandwiches and they make them up there. There's a huge factory where they all work okay, that's a whole lot of belief and faith there. But if you see something. Let's say you're able to observe a specific event, and you're like, wow, I think this is what happened because of this, 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 and this. But you don't know this one little part of it. That's where a little bit of faith comes in. Truth and faith go hand in hand. It's important, though, that there's a good bit of evidence to go with it. And as a Christian, I believe that evidence is the Bible. The Bible itself is the truth. God's word says it. God said it. That settles it. That's it. That's my pastor's little saying. God said it. That settles it. Okay. So that's an automatic truth, I guess you could say. But if you see evidence about it, evidence. These claims, any claim that is to be said as truth needs to have some sort of evidence. Now, if there's a little faith that goes along with it, I'm not afraid of a little faith to go in there, but for the most part, it needs to be evidence. Because like I said, faith and truth go hand in hand. But if something is going to be considered a truth, there needs to be a good bit of evidence there in order to believe it. And the Bible, of course, is spectacular evidence there. Many times the truth is clear and makes sense with only a small portion to be believed in faith. Truth often requires faith, but also evidence to accompany it. So many people will want you to believe their ridiculous hypothesis and force it upon you as their truth, okay? Many times, if it is false, it will consist mostly of their false belief and only a sliver effect rather than vice versa. So basically what I said there, and that's what a lot of people do. They'll say, well, this is my truth. They'll say, is it right to commit abortions? And they'll say, I think so. And you have to go along with it because I said it's my truth. Well, no, that's not how it works. It's not right according to my beliefs. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. So it's important to recognize that it is not the truth. It is their truth. It is not their truth. They're trying to make it sound more important when it's really just their opinions. There's only your opinions and there is the truth. There is no in between. Okay, I don't care of where you think you fall, how important you think you are. If it's not the truth, if you don't know it's the truth, and you're just making a claim, and there's not really any evidence, and then you proceed to go further by saying that the hypothesis that you can't prove, that you've come together with yourself, and you say that has to be the truth, and you say, it's my truth, therefore you must go with it, then that's just your opinion. That's not the truth. That's a lot of problem with bias, and I don't really want to get into all that, but that's what's been happening recently. It's important to find, I'll just say this, it's important to find new sources that have the truth. Find them that have the truth. Coffee break again. make sure where you get your info from is where truth is. Number one should be the Bible, because we know it's truth. And then you can go down the list with people of like faith, people that are presenting, if you want to find the truth, with evidence, and then maybe a little faith to go with it. And then, once again, there's the truth, and then there's your opinions. Just because you think that it's true doesn't mean it is true. So it's important to, and you know, and I don't want to sound like you can't say the truth in love either. There is a place for that, to lovingly correct those, especially a lot of people talk about new believers, and they're learning the Bible when they first get saved, and they don't know everything that they need to know about the Bible. They don't know everything that they need to know. So there needs to be some grace there, some room to grow. And that's important as well. So that's what we got for today about truth. Hope you did enjoy the podcast episode. If you would like to listen to more like this, we are available. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeart, Stitcher, etc. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts. Also, go ahead and rate 5 stars down below. That would be greatly appreciated if you could do that. Comment your, or I should say, I'm used to YouTube. Go ahead and leave your opinions, leave your thoughts about this episode down in a review below. Let others know what you think. And, we are now releasing the show over on YouTube. I'm going to try and make sure that gets done so you can listen anywhere you want. I'll give you your choice of listening. It's just going to be listening. There's no video portion of it. But if you want to listen for free, go on over to YouTube and listen to that, or any of the other platforms I talked about. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. God bless you, and have a great day. See you next time.